Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Ches. Let us get into the new perek, which we started yesterday. We started perek Kishem Shahamayim, and we are on the bottom. We read the Mishnah yesterday. There's a lot to talk about relating to all the details of the Mishnah, but just to make two comments that we ran through at the end of Shir, and just to clarify. First, the Ramban. There is a discussion at the end of the Mishnah about Eov, whether how he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eov, one of the most challenging Sfarim to understand in all of Tanakh, all about Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rasha V'Tovlo. We had, if you remember, we had Eov once before in this Masechta. We had him in the first parak when we discussed the three different advisors of Paro and the cabinet, and it was Eov, Bilam, and Yisro. And if you remember, we discussed then on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Bilam sheyatz ne'arag. Bilam gave the advice to throw the Jews into the waters. He was killed, or to persecute the Jews. Eov was quiet. He was nidon b'yisurin, and that's the safer Eov. And Yisro, that ran away, Zachu, his children were zochet to sit in the Sanhedrin, in the Lishkas HaGaza. So we discussed then Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Ha'ara, that why is it that Eov is nidon b'yisurin, right? Doesn't that seem to be worse than Bilam, who was just killed? And the answer is, he quotes the Osher HaChayim, that we can't judge the value of any human life, and every moment, no matter what, has infinite value, even if we don't understand it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, and therefore that was Eov. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, in Maseches Bava Basra, when exactly did Eov live? Very unclear. Obviously, there is no other mention of any other people in Tanakh that are in Sefer Eov. But the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tezvav, quotes about eight or nine opinions. When did Eov live? The Gemara says Eov b'yimei Moshe haya. Maybe he was in the times of Moshe, based on Gzeirah Shavas. Eov b'yimei Meraglim. Eov me'ole hagola. Eov and b'yimei Shvot Hashoftim. Eov b'yimei Achashverosh. At all different opinions. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Eov b'yimei Malchus Shva. Eov and Yaakov. There's even an opinion that Eov was Ola Mashal. It wasn't a specific person. It was a Mashal to teach us about Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Either way, our Gemara is an important Gemara relating to, our Mishnah is an important discussion related to Eov, whether he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu may Ahava or may Yira. That was a discussion at the end of the Mishnah. So related to that, Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, obviously major topics, just wanted to quote the one source that I mentioned at the end of the Shir, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, in Perachaf Halach Pasach Ches, the Ramban says, relating to Zachar and Shamar, Zachar being all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, and Zachar being the symbol of all the los asays of Shabbos. And there's a connection between the two. We know the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf that teaches us women are obligated in all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos because they're obligated in all the mitzvahs los asay of Shabbos. Says the Ramban, though, asays in general, which is symbolized by Zachar, are flow from Avas Hashem. I love Hashem, and I want to do what He tells me to do. I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either one of the fears, either Yiras HaOnesh, the lower level, fear of punishment, or Yiras HaRomamus, which we might call awe, not as much fear, that leads to not violating los haseis. That's yira, says the Ramban. The emesu gamkein ki midas zachar ramzo b'mitzvah zasei v'hu ayotze mi midas ha'ava v'hu l'midas harachabim. It's a function of avas Hashem. Ki ha'osem mitzvahs adonav ahuvlo. Someone who does the commandments of his master, he is beloved. V'adonav merachem alav. That's Avas Hashem. Umidas Shamar b'mitzvahs lo saseh v'hi l'midas hadin v'yotzim imidas ha'yira. That's Yiras Hashem. Ki anishmar mi'asos davar hara b'nei Adonav yareyoso. Someone who makes sure not to violate anything that my master wants, then that's a reflection of fear. V'lachein, and here's the Ramban's famous line, mitzvahs saseh gedolim mitzvahs lo saseh. Asi docha lo saseh. You wouldn't have said that's true. What do you mean? We know that halachically violating a los asay is much worse than not fulfilling an asay. If I violate a los asay, I get punished usually. Malchus or worse. Not doing an asay, so we paskin, there is no, besides the two special ones of Chiv Kares, Mila and Karban Pesach, all the other bitul asays, there's no obligation. So I would have said, if you have an asay and a los asay, don't do it. And yet the halacha is, you do it. Asei doch alos asei. Kamo, and he says why? Kamo sha'ava gadola miyira. Because just like Av is greater than Yira, ki amakayim ba'osev ba'gufo, ubimamono, ratzon adonav, hu gadol mehanishra mi'asos harabeinav. And that's why we say, asei doch alos asei. Umibreise, and then he says, even though not violating a los asei per se is worse, but what I'm doing and I say that Avas Hashem overrides. And we discussed in the past that might work even better if you say on a hutra type of approach to asei docha los asei, not a dechuya. It could be that the los asei doesn't exist when I'm doing the mitzvah asei, and that's why I'm able to do it. But either way, either one would work. The Meshech Chachma and Rabbi Yosef Engel are both mosif onto this Ramban. Maybe with this idea, we could explain the halacha of ein asei docha los asei shebemikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say asei docha los asei. Why would that be? So the answer they both suggest, the Meshech Chachma all the way at the end of the Torah, Zos HaBracha, says that in the Beis HaMikdash, Mora Mikdash is primary. There's no Avas Mikdash. There's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, being in awe of Mikdash, Mimisha, Asa Es HaMikdash. But maybe that's why, because there, Yira is more the focus, and that's why we would not say Asa Docha Los Asa in the Beis HaMikdash. But either way, that is a halachic discussion that comes out of Ava versus Yira, and that's exactly what was discussed at the end of the Mishnah relating to Eov, whether he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'Ava or HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'Yira. Okay, so now let's continue now. Bottom of the Amud, last line, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, O Solomon. So remember the first half of this Mishnah discussed some issues of Sota, and then the Mishnah branched off to discuss other items related to Bo Bayom. What took place on that day? The day that they removed Rabbi Gamliel and put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Remember the end of the story, that Rabbi Gamliel basically did tshuva and he felt bad, so they brought him back and there was a rotation. Rabbi Gamliel did it every couple of weeks, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave shir. And they worked it out. They tried to bring Shalom and the Pshara in Am Yisrael. But that day that they were Mosif, the Safsalim, so that was the day that they darshened all of these halachos. So says the Gemara, O Solomon, the first line of the Mishnah had said, just like the water checks her, so too the water checks him. Ask the Gemara, who's the him that we are talking about? So her, we know there's only one woman involved in this case. We know it's the Isha Sota. But who's the him? So, O Solomon, Ile Malabal, doesn't mean the husband. Just like the woman gets punished, so too the husband gets punished. Baal my oven. Maybe the husband didn't do anything. The husband's just bringing the woman to the Bezdin. So it can't be the Baal. V'chi Tema. And if you want to say no, maybe it means the Baal as follows. V'chi Tema, the Islay Be Avon Batki Le Maya. It means the husband, and it means if he has an avon, if he sinned, then the water would check him too. What type of sin? What, he ate treif? He was mechallel Shabbos? No. The context Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to say it in two lines, but Rashi says, he is be'avon, that he was boel her after the stira. Remember, we had back in the first parak, on the Vav Zion, that we said, tun talmid chachamim, with him to make sure that the Dav Zayin and Aleph, right, to make sure that he's not with her, and the other Tanaim say, no, we trust him. If he's trusted for a chi of a kares by Nida, we trust him here. Either way, but we try to protect, and they're not allowed to live together then. So the Yisbe Avon, he was boil her after Stira. So then, Ki Yisbe Avon Bididei Mi Batki Lamayim Ladida. That can't be what the Mishnah is talking about, because then the mind just won't work. If they live together after the stira, the water is not going to be bodekaser, and therefore it's not going to be bodek him either. So therefore, it says the Gemara, "Batanya," as we learned in the Brisa, "Veniko ha'ish me'avon v'ha'isha ha'hi tisa asavona." Right, if the man is clean from sin, then the woman is tisa asavona. But bismacho ish menuka me'avon, amayim both kemezishto. Eino ish menuka me'avon, eino amayim both kemezishto. So therefore, says the Gemara, that the waters just won't work if he was not innocent and he was with her. So that can't be what the Mishnah means. Can't mean oso, meaning the Baal, if he was with her. So ve'ela leboel. So what does it mean? It means leboel, the one who she was with, which is how we understood it, that wherever he is in the world, he's going to get the punishment as well. Says the Gemara, listeni kidiktani seifa. So why does it just say him? right? It's an unclear word. Listening to the Tani Seifa. The next line of the Mishnah is clear. Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboel. Right, just like she's Asura to her husband, she's Asura to the Boel. So why didn't the Mishnah explicate and give clarity in the first line instead of just saying, oh so? So the Gemara answers, the Olam LaBoel, that's not a problem. Really, it means the Boel. Veresha, Aidi, Detana, Osa, Tani, Oso. In the Resha, the first line, because it says Osa, her, so it says Oso, him, just to be parallel. Seifa, Aidi, Tani, Baal, Tana, Boel. And the Seifa, you have to say Baal, because talking about the Baal, you're not going to know who Oso means. So it's just to be parallel in the second line of the Mishnah, Baal and Boel. So to in the first line, Osa, and Oso. If you look on this line, this drasha that the Gemara quoted, that only if the man is menuke me'avon does the water work. If the man, if the husband is not menuke me'avon, so the water doesn't work. What avon are we talking about there? So again, Rashi says, Shelo ba'ala mishene esra alav ha'isha. He wouldn't live with her. Lo ba'ala, from the moment that the woman was asura to him, he did not live with her. If you look in the Rambam generalizes that even more. The Rambam in Hilchas Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, says, Kol ish sheba bia asura miyamav, achar shehigdil. If the husband ever committed an iser of arayos, ein amayim hama'ararim vodkin es ishto. Right, with this five-column Mishnah Lamelech, but the water doesn't work. Water doesn't work. Afilu ba al arusasur bebeis chamav, sha asura midivrei sofrim. Unbelievable. Even if he lived with his arusa. They lived together before Nisuin. That's an Issa Drabanan, pashtus. Pashtus Issa Drabanan. Even that ain't a mayim botan is ishto. Water doesn't work. Shene amar v'nika ha'ish me'avon, v'ha isha hiti sa'az avona. Bizmasho ish menuka me'avon, ha'isha no sa'az avona. Against Rashi here. Even Baal Arusa Beis Chamav. We like to quote there is a Das Yachid that appears at the beginning of Sechas Ksubis. We know that we say in the Bracha, Birchas Ha'eris, and under the Chuppah, V'tzivan al Arayos, V'asal anas Arusos, V'hitilanos, and Asuas lano adei Chuppah V'kidushin. So the Pashas is, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. After Arison, the husband and wife cannot be together before Nisuin, Midrabanan Pashtus. And then that's what we mean in the Mishnah, V'asal anas Arusos, unless it's referring to other people. But then it says v'hitel anas anasuos lanu, right? So either way, and Moses is going to be a drabbanan. There is a shita yeshana quoted in the Shiva Kubetzas there in Ksubis that says maybe it's asa da araisa, aris and arusa, which is ironic, which is it works in the opposite direction because before this, when this woman was a pnuya, maybe she wasn't asura da araisa to me, and now that she's an arusa, she's my arusa even. So it goes in the opposite direction. First you create distance, and then you create the ultimate connection. Eris, it goes in one direction, Nisuin goes in the other direction. Either way, but Pashas, we say Durabanan. And that's what the Rambam says here. Even if he violated Nisa Durabanan, still, it would be enough to make the water not work. The Ramban in Bamidbar, on this Pasuk in Parakeh, he quotes both opinions. He quotes both opinions. What does Menuka Me'avon mean? Specifically limited sin, which is like what Rashi says, or the more general sin of the Rambam. The Mishnah Malach discusses there, again in that large piece, what about if he was Boel Beshogeg? If somehow, if the husband was Boel Beshogeg, would that also be something that would be enough to make her, make him, have violated and the waters won't work? Okay, that's a discussion among many discussions that the Mishnah Malach has here in this long piece. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So now we know what the first line means, right? Oso means the Boel, Asura Labal, and Asura Laboel. And then we have the next line, that says, what's the Makar for this? The Makar is Uva'u Uva'u, right? The double Lashon, Kach Asura Labal, Kach Asura Laboel. So Yibaylu asks the Gemara, Ba'u Uba'u Kamar, O Uva'u Uva'u Kamar. What's the emphasis of the Mishnah? Is it the extra Vav, or is it the extra word? We know Uva'u appears a couple of times in the Parsha. Rashi quotes it back on the Mishnah. So what is the emphasis of this first opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva's Shita? Is he darshaning the extra Vav of Uva'u, or is he darshaning the entire extra word? Tashma. And, we want to know, because every little letter of the Gemara is there to meant to teach us something, right? We even know for Rabbi Akiva himself, he went above and beyond every other Tana. Rabbi Akiva, remember the Gemara in Menachos, when Moshe Rabbeinu was showed Rabbi Akiva in the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe and shows him all the generations, and he sees Rabbi Akiva, and he says, he should give the Torah. Right, he sees him darshaning tili tilim, piles of halachos from every tag, from every crown on every letter. So even the tagini darshit. So now we're wondering, so what is he darshaning here? Is it the vav? Or is it the extra word? So tashma, so says the Gemara, maybe look at the next line of the Mishnah. Kashem sa asura labal, kach asura laboel. What about that line? Shene emar, nitma v'nitma. So there, doesn't it seem like we're darshaning the something? What are we darshaning there? So the Gemara says, whatever we're darshaning there, we're darshaning here, right? So we think at this point it's the vav. It's the extra vav in v'nitma. But now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Maybe that's not. V'yadayinti bai. Still, we don't know. What is that line darshaning? Nitma'a v'nitma'a kamar? O im nitma'a v'nitma'a kamar? So there are we darshaning the extra vav or darshaning the extra word, right? It's not clear in the second line either. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Tashma, well, learn it from the next line, Mitiktani Seifa, not Rabbi Akiva, but look at the second opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, Yudah Nasi Darshins, Shnei Pa'amim Hamur Beparsha, V'nitma, V'nitma, Echa Labal, V'echa Labawel. Rabbi, the other Shita in the Mishnah, he darshins the extra words in the Mishnah, Michlal, the Rabbi Akiva, Vaveka Darsh. So it must be the first opinion of the Mishnah, he darshin the Vavs. Right, so Rabbi Akiva darshan the vavs. The second opinion darshan the extra words. Rabbi Akiva darshan the vavs. And just about what I mentioned earlier, a minute ago, about the tagin, Rabbi Akiva is the one that darshans everything. Remember the famous Gemara about Nechemiah HaAmsuni, or Shimon HaAmsuni, the different versions, that he darshan every S in the Torah. Every S in the Torah, he learned something out until he came to us, Hashem Lakech Atira. And Hashem Lakech Atira, what could you add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Therefore, he didn't darshan that S. He threw it all away. His Talmidim asked him, how could you reject all of this? This is your doctoral thesis. This is what you've been working on your whole life. How could you stop? So he says the line, Kishem Shekibalti Schar La Drisha, Kacha Kabal Schar La Prisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning, I'll get schar for stopping, because it must not be MS. I can't figure out this S. All the other S, it must be wrong too. Until Ba Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. And Darshan, the last one, is Hashem Lekech Atira, L'Rabos Tamid Echachamim. So he Darshan the word S, and we discussed in the past what Rabbi Akiva knew that Nechemiah HaAmsuni couldn't figure out. But we're putting all these Gemaras together. Rabbi Akiva's Darshaning S, Rabbi Akiva's Darshaning Tagin, Menachos Chavtes, and Rabbi Akiva's Darshaning Vavs, right here, Sota Chavches. He's focused on every little mark in the Torah is meant to teach us something. Every little word, every little letter, every little mark. So the Gemara says now, that's the machlokas tanoim here. Rabbi Akiva is darshaning the extra vavs, and Rebbe is darshaning the extra words. So the Gemara lays it out for us. Says the Gemara, Hilkach, L'Rebbe Akiva, about the 15th line or so. Hilkach, L'Rebbe Akiva, Shisa Krai Ksivi. There are basically six psukim that are quoted here in the text that Rabbi Akiva darshins. It says uva'u. Rashi quotes all of the psukim, right? It says shlosha uva'us. So there's three uva'us and three vavs. So it's basically six sources for limud. So why do you need six sources of limud? Says Rabbi Akiva. Chad litzava dita. One for her tzava, that she is commanded, right, to, this is what's going to be, v'chalat tzava ditei, and it's the command for him, right, ki'ilu, Hashem is mitzaveh the mayim to do what they're supposed to do in him and in her. That's the tzava, Rashi explains. It's as if the water is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. V'chav asiyah dida v'chav asiyah dida. One is the description of what is happening. The asiyah is actually happening. Uva'u is going to come into their bodies. V'chav liyadiyah dida v'chav liyadiyah dida. And one is letting them know, right? Forecasting what is going to happen. So you have the actual command, so to speak, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it to happen. We have the actual happening, and we have the foreknowledge of the people involved that it is going to happen, right? That's part of the nace. Part of a nace is not just that it's going to occur, but that it is forecast that it's going to occur. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but let's just finish. The Rebbe Tlasakroi Ksivi, and Rebbe Darshan's three. Right, he darshins the extra psukim. He doesn't darshin the extra vavs. He just darshins the words chav litzava, v'chav la'asiyah, v'chav liyadiyah. Right, you just darshan one each. You don't need one separately for him and for her. Stop there for a moment. Why is it so important to have the idea, to have it forecast beforehand? Right, what's so important about that? So this goes back to the Ramban, another Ramban. Very well, also, probably even a more well-known Ramban than the one we quoted earlier about Aziz and Los Aziz is the last Ramban in Parshas Bo. When the Ramban there discusses the question of why is it that we have so many mitzvos that are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? How many mitzvos do we have to remember Maimon Har Sinai? Maybe one. Birchas HaTorah. Maybe that's Daraisa, maybe that's Darabanan. How many mitzvos do we have to remember the Mon? We have a mitzvah Darabanan of Lechem Mishnah. Right? How many mitzvos do we have to remember the Ani HaKavod? One. How many mitzvos do we have to remember any event? Right? One, two. How many mitzvos Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? About 15. Kiddush and mezuzah and tefillin and pidyon haben and petach hamar, all the mitzvos. So ask the Ramban, why do we have so many mitzvos that are related to Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says the Ramban, v'yata omer lecha klal, the end of Parshas Bo, betam mitzvos rabos. Let me explain to you the reason for so many mitzvos for this one event. Hine, me'eis hayos avodas galilim ba'olam yimei enosh. The Ramban says, from the time that Avodah Zarah started, there have been many types of heretics in the world. Many types of shibush ba'emuna. Like the Rambam also describes at the beginning of the Avodah Zarah. Mayhem kofrim be'ikr va'omrim ki olam kadmon. Some deny everything. There was no creation. There was no God. Kachshu ba'sheva yomer lohu. Nothing. It's all a mikra. And most others, says the Ramban, you can't, it's very hard to say that. What had just happened? Right, there was an explosion. Usually when there's an explosion, there's a big mess afterwards. Here there's an explosion, there's a gorgeous world. There's a beautiful world. So how can we say that? So, mayhem, kofrim, so that's number one. Umayhem, says the Ramban, machshim b'idiyasu apratis. Others, no, of course he created the world. But he's a busy God and he left. They argue on ashkach apratis. V'amru ech yada kel v'yishdea be'elyon. Hashem doesn't know. And finally, number three, there are those that agree that he created and that he knows, but that he is not all powerful. Umehem sheyodu biyedia umachishim bashkacha v'yeyasu adam kedegei hayam shelo yeshkia chakel bahem ve'eni moem onesh oschar yomru azav Hashem esaretz. He's not involved, right? Whether it is yabria yedia hashkacha. Those are the three denials. Says the Ramban, how could Hashem in one fell swoop, in one moment, undermine all of these false beliefs if he performs a miracle? The kasher yirtzar lokim, bo'eda ubiyachid, v'yasi imam mofis, b'shini minhago shalolam, v'tivo, and he wants to change nature, yisbarer v'akol, at that moment, when a miracle occurs, then it will be clear, bitol deos elechulam. All those false beliefs fall away. Ki amofis hanifla moreh. Because what does a miracle reflect? Sheyesh la'olam eloka, michacho, viyodeya, umashgiach, viyacho. Right? That proves that there is a God created, involved, and doing whatever he wants. And then the next line is what's important for us. The kasher yihyeh hamofis ahu, nigzar tchila mipi navi. And if it's forecast from a Navi that this is what is going to happen, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Yisbarer mimenu oda mitas hanavua, ki yedaber alokim es ha'adam, v'yigalo sodo al avadav hanaviyim. That will add on to show not only does God do miracles, but he has a communication, and he has connection with man. Prophecy, v'tiskayem imze ha'torah kula. And that is a major part of the Torah, that's what we know, the animamins. One of the animamins is to believe in nevua, to believe that there is a communication between God and man. And then to believe Moshe Rabbeinu has a unique nevua, but that's one of the animamins. And that's why these were all forecasts by all the makos. What do the psukim say? Teilan teidaki ani Hashem bekar ba'aretz. Laman teidaki l'Hashem ba'aretz. Bavur teidaki kamoni b'chal ba'aretz. All the different lashono, says the Ramban, is to knock out each of these events. So too the Meisota. Part of the Meisota is not just to punish, but it's also to let everyone know and to prove, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, and that's why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Bo Darshan, right, these psukim, there's not only tzava and asiya, but there's also yediyah. Yediyah that they know about it beforehand, and that will prove and be part of the message of the Meisota. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so we just darshaned, Rabbi Akiva has six, the three vavs and the three words, and Rebbe has three. So says the Gemara now, the Rebbe right in the middle, Kishem Shamayim Botkin Osa, Kach Botkin Oso Minale. So how does Rebbe know that the waters also punishes the Boel? Right, in our Mishnah, Rebbe only has a limud for the second halakha of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah starts out with two halachas. Just like the water checks her, the water checks him. Just like she's a Asura LeBoel, she's a Asura LeBaal, a Asura LeBoel. So, Rebbe quotes V'nitma V'nitma as a source for the second halacha in the Mishnah. How does Rebbe know the first halacha? So, Nafgalei, Osomi Nalei, Nafgalei, Midatani, from the following b'raisa. Latzbos, Bentel, V'nalapil, Yareich. Right, the stomach and the thigh are going to be affected, distended, that's going to fall. Bitnova, Yarecho, Shel Boel. That's the pasuk. That teaches me that he is also punished. Ata omer bitnov yirecho shel boel. Is that true? Is that what the pasuk is referring to? The boel? O enuel a bitnov yirecho shel nevelas. Or is talking about the woman? Kshihu omer. Vetzavsa bitnov enafla yirecha. There's another pasuk. Once the other pasuk says that, so then, ari bitnov yirecho shel nevelas amur. So I know. It's already said in that pasuk. Umani mekayim lasot betnov l'apul yarech. What's his extra pasuk? Bitno v'yirecho shel boel. So Rebbe says there's an extra pasuk referring to the punishment of the boel. V'idach, what does Rebbe Akiva do with that pasuk? He doesn't need that pasuk to teach me that. Hahu demoda la kohen de beten beresha v'hada yarech. Rebbe, the kohen, that pasuk is teaching me the kohen is going to let her know, even though I've already mentioned the curse. And you mentioned, as we had earlier in the Masechta, the thigh is mentioned first, because that's the part of the body that she started with, but the Kohen also has to let her know that her stomach is going to be affected first, because that's the way the water goes in. So yes, in conceptual terms, it's the Yarech first, because of Mida Keneged Mida, as we had earlier, but the Kohen lets her know, Bet and Beresha, Shlo Lahotzi Laz on Mayim Hamarim, not to be Motzi Laz on the Mayim Hamarim. Which, you think about it, is one of the most unbelievable lines. What did the Gemara just say? She might blow up, and she might have her stomach affected before her thigh, and as she's dying, she might have a thought that, oh, you see, it's all a fake, because he said that it's going to be my thigh first, and instead it's going to be my stomach first. Ha, it's all a fake. She's dying right after she drank the water. Everybody sees it, and it's not going to sink in. She's not going to realize it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have this often, right? Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Shas, Kachatzos HaLaila. What does the Gemara say at the beginning of Brachas? Why does Moshe say Kachatzos and not Chatzos? Because if Makas Bechoros would happen at 12:01 and a half, then all the Mitzrayim would say, ah, what a coincidence. Amazing, it happened at 12:01 and a half. Right, it wasn't God, it wasn't Yad Hashem, it was a coincidence, because you see, he was wrong. Right, they see, if you could see an unbelievable miracle. But if there's a little bit of a makam to not see it, the Mitzrayim right here. She's gonna think, oh, it's all a fake. I had food poisoning. Whatever. It's unbelievable. But that's what he says, right? The Ramban also writes this in Beshalach, right? The Mitzrayim see Kriyas Yamsuf. What do? They run in afterwards. They don't say, whoa, wow, amazing. They run in. They say, wow, what a strong tide today, right? It was a strong wind. So again, when somebody doesn't want to believe, you could have the most unbelievable miracles, even taking place to the person themselves, and they won't believe. That's the Musar Haskel from this line, right? La Tamoda, we let the Kohen know, Shalola Hotzi Las. Who's going to be Motzi Las? She's going to be Motzi Las. Somebody watching the event? Shalola Hotzi Las. Somebody wants to be Motzi Las, they'll figure out a way to be Motzi Las. The Idah, so that's what Rabbi Akiva says. The Idah, how does Rebbe know this? Imk Liftov Kra, Bitna V'Yirecha. My Beten V'Yarech, the more inclusive, Shramina Laboel. So you're right. Rebbe would learn from the previous pasuk exactly what Rebbe Akiva does, and this extra change in language would teach us the boel. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to teach me that. Imken lichtov bitnovi recho. My beten v'yarech shnami natarti. Okay, so we learn out. There's enough psukim. There are enough psukim for all of the limud. Okay, let's continue. If we have time, we'll get back to, remember, some of the discussions of the Achronim on the Mishnah related to Asura Labal and Asura Laboel, right, in terms of does it apply to all Boalim? Is it the only the one that causes the Isser? Hopefully at one point we'll get back to that. So let's continue though now in the Gemara. Amar Yeshua Kacha Yidoresh Zacharya V'chulu. The Mishnah already emphasized in the name of Zechariah ben Akatzav the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe, whether it's the extra word or the extra vavs. Tana Rabbanan, Shalosh Pa'amim Ha'amurim Beparsha, Im Nitma, Nitma, Vinitma, Lama. Why are there three different words, three different Vinitmas in the Parsha? Says the Gemara, Echad Labal, the Echad Labawel, the Echad Litruma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. One for the Baal, one for the Baal, one for Truma. The Gemara we'll talk about later on. Didn't Rabbi Akiva darshan the vavs, not the extra words? And in this price, he seems to be darshaning the extra words. That's Akasha. We'll have to deal with that. But that's number one. Rabbi Akiva darshans. Once she is in the state of Sota, she's also to her husband, to the Boel, and to Truma. What does that mean, to Truma? If she is, Rashi says, Ve'echa the Truma, a little more than halfway down, Shafilu hi bas Kohen, Ubala Kohen, Nifsala mina Truma. Doesn't matter whether she's married to a Kohen or if she's a bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma. Which in this state of possible Nifsala, so she cannot eat Truma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kavachomer. Rabbi Yishmael says, one minute, isn't it a Kavachomer? What Kavachomer? We're going to read the whole conversation, and then we're going to come back. Each of these lines has what to say about it. So first we'll read the whole conversation. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, it's a Kavachomer, Uma Grusha, Shemuteres Latruma, Asura Lakahuna, a divorced woman, a Grusha. If she is a Bas Kohen, and she has no kids, she can now go back to her father's house and eat Truma. Shumuteres Latruma, Asura Lakuna, yet she can't marry a Kohen, she's a divorced woman, Zusha Asura Betruma. This woman, who is Asura Betruma now, Eino Dincha Asura Lakuna, surely she shouldn't be able to be married a Kohen. We will talk about, not on today's daf, tomorrow's daf, what did Rabbi Yishmael just talk about? Rabbi Akiva didn't say a word about Kahuna. And Rabbi Yishmael is like saying, it's a Kavachomer Asura Lakuna. Okay, but it's apples and oranges. Rabbi Akiva said something, Rabbi Yishmael seems to answer something totally different. So the Gemara will talk about what exactly is the conversation between them. Mata Malomar. So now that's the Brisa. Stop there for a moment. So again, it's another way of having the Limudim that teach us this halacha. The mitzvah of eating truma. Right, she is asura to eat truma now. Is that a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah asay to eat truma? We know there's a mitzvah asay to eat karbanis. The Rambam counts that, all the Rishonim count it. Is there a mitzvah asay to eat truma? So if you look at the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, it's not there. There is no, the Rambam does not count a separate mitzvah of eating truma. What does he do though? There are two notes of the Rambam that one has to be aware of. The Rambam, in the mitzvah of eating kudshim, the Rambam has mitzvah peites. He has the mitzvah of, what's the ultimate mitzvah of eating kachim? Kachi kachim. Shetziva hakoanim lecho basar kachim klomer chatas asham. Shem kachi kachim. And then the Rambam adds on, the other karbanos are nigrar, are secondary within the mitzvah zasei. The Rambam says, shar kachim klomer kachim kalim, hinehem ye achlu sheyamim v'layla echad, va'achilasam gam kein hinigreres achar hamitzvah. Yeah, it's thrown in. And then one more line, the Rambam says, V'chein gam kein truma, achilasa negreres achar hamitzvah. The Rambam puts truma and kachik kalim both as a secondary part of the mitzvah of kachik kachim. The Ramban does not. The Ramban, in the mitzvahs that he says that the Rambam forgot, in his list of assays after the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban in mitzvah number two, mitzvah shniya, the Ramban says, Nitztavinu leachol truma. Kishihi tahora, lo bitumasa, the ochla bitumas atzma over base. So the Ramban helps us, but doesn't go all the way. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah, but it's clear that the Ramban doesn't count it as what we would call a kiyumase, but an isarase. Right? It's a mitzvah not to eat truma bituma. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah each time. It's just isarase, not a kiyumase. If you look in the Rambam, though, the Rambam does say, back in the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, Kol ha'ochel truma mivarech birchas oso ma'achal v'yacharkach. Now, here you're going to base the Mikdash. Let's see if a Kohen's going to be eating truma. He's going to say, Bori priya eitz, and asher k'deshana b'kdushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu le'echel truma. V'kach kibalnu v'ra'inum mivarechim afilu b'chalas chutz la'aretz shekam achilus kachi agvul ka'avoda. It's clear the Rambam seems to say it's a mitzvah. The Radvaz there says it's a mitzvah's reshus. It's not a mitzvah, not a chiyuv mitzvah. It's a kiyum, but it's not a reshus. The Kohen doesn't want it, he doesn't have to eat it. But this is a little of the discussion whether eating shuma is a kiyum asay. Does anyone hold that it's a separate kiyum asay? There's a Rashbatz. the Rashbat in his Sefer HaMitzvah, Zohar Rakia, he counted separately as a separate mitzvah zaseh to eat truma. Achilas truma tahora yesh mitzvah, kamo achilas maiser sheni. That's the Tashbetz in Simin Nun Dalet in the Zohar Rakia. And there's some of it, there's a Tosfos in Gittin has a line like that on Daf Yud Beis, but these are the different shitas in terms of eating, the mitzvah of eating truma. Might be a lumdis. Is it the mitzvah to eat on the gavra? Is it a mitzvah on the chefsa? Just have to have the truma eaten, because there's also an issur to be mafsid truma. We even have that discussion by kachim. Is it a mitzvah on the gavra or just a mitzvah on the chefsa to be eaten? Okay, either way, that's relating to the mitzvah of achilas truma. Back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva learns out that this woman is usher to her husband, to the boel, and to eat truma. And Rabbi Shmuel has a kal vachomer that she's surely asura la kahuna as well. Vayter in the Gemara. Ma tama lomar vihi nitzma vihi lo nitzma. What does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says, if you read the psukim in Parshas Naso, vihi nitzma, if she was nitzma, and then it says, if she was not nitzma. Two phrases, right? Rashi earlier had quoted the psukim. Im nitzma lama shosa, im lo nitzma lama mashke. If she vade was nitzma, then why is she drinking? It's already mavurar. And if she was not nitzma, and we know that for sure, so lama mashke, what's the purpose? So magid l'cha kasev shasafik asura. What the pasuk is referring to is that we're not sure. Maybe this, maybe that. We're not sure if she's nitzma or not, and therefore, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that she is asura because we are besafik. That is the halacha. And mikan, that is the makar, as we know, a safik, a sota, she is going to be asura in all of these cases. As Tosfos, the bam kasha, Tosfos is yiras kumat tamalomar, you need a pasuk? It's a safik daraisa. You're not sure if she was nitzma or not. What do you need a special pasuk to teach me? Safik daraisa lechomra v'im tomer v'chiyitzer kral lemeiser sveika. Ask Tosfos. So all the Tosfos and all the other Rishonim try to figure out what would we have said without the pasuk, and what is the pasuk mechadish? So Tosfos says yesh lomar hakasev osra kodem shtia ki'ilu hivadai. If you just had the principle of safik daraisa lechomra, it's aser b'torah safik. But now based on the pasuk, it's asur b'torah vadai. Torah's Vadai. Well, Lamay Nafgemina, what would there be? Tosfos says, Bezen Shalmala. We're not going to give Malkus, but Bezen Shalmala will give you the Avera, even if she's innocent. Even if she didn't do it, but it's Asura B'Torah's Vadai because it's Safik. Emitara Nanash Bezen Shalmala in Baal Leha. Wow. That is what Tosfos says. Others say the Ran in the beginning of Maseches, Nida discusses this. Others discuss this. What would be the nafgamina in terms of b'toras vadai or b'toras safik? Does this work better or worse for the Rambam? The Rambam, we know, holds the principle of safik daraisa lechumra is itself a din d'rabbanan. So maybe for the Rambam, there's no kasha. According to the Rambam, that's exactly what the pasuk is teaching me. Even though usually you would say safik daraisa lechumra, Sabra Daraisa Lakula on a Daraisa level. Here, by Sota, you say Sabra Daraisa Lakumra on a Daraisa level. So according to the Rambam, maybe this is one of the Makoros, for the Rambam, where he gets his Shita from, right? Rambam says it twice. We'll read one of those, Brother Shem, in a couple of minutes. But that is the line of Shah Safek, Asura. There is also an interesting Machlokes, Rishonim. I think we might have mentioned this once before in our discussions. Let's say the man lives with his wife, is Boel his wife, at this time, after Stira, right? The case, we send the Talmid Chachamim to protect them, not from living together. What if they did live together? Think of Malkus. We know a regular Ashes Ishes Zinsa, that's an Issa Daraisa, it's a Chiyah Malkus. Right? What about Isha Sota Shenistera? Is there a Chiyah Malkus? Our Tosfos here in Dibra Maskel Ma says explicitly no. There's no. Bezen Shalmala will take care of you. But it says no, and the Rambam also writes in Ilchas Gerushin that if a man lives with his wife after she's a suffik, right, an Isha Sota, there is no Malkus. But if you look in other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rashba, both in Yevamos, on Daf Yud Aleph say, there's Malkus. Malkus! And the Achronim explain, Rabbi Elchanan explains this in Kovetz Ha'aris. The question is, when our line here, what does our line say? Shah Suffik Asura. When the Rabbanan and the Torah considers this like a Vadai, what does that mean? Is it mamish like a vadai, or she just has the din of someone who vadai did it? Right? He quotes this machlokas Rishon, and he says, "De'im no marshet donin osa ki'ilu vadai zinsa." If we treat her like she was vadai mizane, memela habal loke aleha delahachmir nidonis kavadai zinsa. She vadai was mizane. Aval im nefari shahastira goremes iser mitzad atzmo. But if we say this stira causes an iser, af bemez lo zinsa. Vehu iser chadash mi venitma'a, deino ela iser ase. We treat her like a vadai, but you don't say, yes, vadai, ain lokin al zeh. Tehalav lo koi, rak al vadai niva lo velor ala safik. Kimavur besukin. So, that is an important machlokas to be aware of. In this pesachta, is an isha sota, who is a safik, is her husband or is she going to get malchus if they violate? So that's what the Gemara says. The pasuk is coming to teach me safik asura. So now the Brisa now expands. This is the makar for sheretz. Sheretz is just an example of an avatuma, right? It means for all halachas of safik tuma. Uma sota shelo asabashogi kemezid for ones karatzon. If an isha sota who we don't. If she was mezaneh, we don't treat shogeg like a mezid. Meaning shogeg, she would not be asur labayla. Only mezid. Only she's not asur labayla. Only ratzon. Asa basavik kavadai by soda, which is more mako. We don't treat shogeg mezid only like ratzon, and yet we treat suffik like a vadai sheretz. Shasabo shogeg mezid only is karatzon by other tumos, where it doesn't matter why it took place. Surely we should say suffik is like a vadai in that case. So this is the concept of suffik tuma birishus hayachid sveiko tame. The Tosfos HaRashi here has an important comment. He says, wait a minute. If you look elsewhere, Tosfos also deals with this. If you look elsewhere in Shas, what's the makar for suffik tuma birishus hayachid sveiko tame? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Not a kalva chomer. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Look at Maseches Chulin. Says the Tosfos HaRash, don't take this Gemara so literally. Really, the laws of Safek Tumah are Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Nirali Devadai, Halacha Moshe Misinai hi. This Kavachomer, it's thrown in as a Kavachomer, but don't take it so seriously, because after all, you know what? It's a very weak Kavachomer. Why? Sheretz might be more Chamur, and Sota might be different. Sheretz has Tara B'mikvah. More Kal, I'm sorry. It has Tara B'mikvah. And therefore, even if it was vade tamei, you could solve the problem. If a woman is vade mezana, you can't solve the problem. So that's why sheretz might be more kal, might not have the same rules. Or the other way, by sota, you know why we might be more machmir? What did we see at the beginning of the mesechta? Raglayim ludavar. There was kidu, there was stiris, there's a good reason for us to be metame. But by other context, where there's 50-50 chance, so then maybe not. So the Tosfos HaRash here says, don't take this kavachomer so literally. That's not the real makar for suffik tuma. The real makar is halacha lamoshe misina. The kavachomer is just extra. So remember also, the Gemara here says explicitly that we just read, shogeg and ones are muteres labayla. Shogeg and ones. The Achronim point out, so in the Biurei Hadaf it has a discussion. What's the makar that shogeg is not a sur labayla? We know that if a woman is mezana meritzona, she's asur labayla, and if she is ba'ones, she is muteres labayla. How do we know that shogeg goes with ones and not with mezid? Right? How do we know that? So that's a question. Do we? Minalan, the Ein Yitzchak asks. Minayin lashash isha nevelas b'shogeg muteres lamedim ones fine, but how do you know shogeg? Right? And often you find differences between shogeg and ones. Hilcha Shabbos, shogeg you bring a karban. Ones, you don't bring a carbon. So by shogeg, there was a maisa avera. It's not like ones, which might not have had a maisa avera. So there is a line of the Rambam. Right, this line of the Rambam should be more well known. But we'll mention it right now. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, where's my Hilchas Ishus? The Rambam says, in Perek Chaf Dalid, Halacha Chaf. The Rambam says in a totally different context. In Chaf Dalid Chaf, the Rambam says, Nashim sheganvu osolistim harein kishvuyos. Women who were captured by robbers, they are captives. Shehem anusos umutaras lebaleihen. They're considered anusim shvuya. V'meinichum ba'ochol listim me'atzma. What if they let them free and the women then themselves went to be with the listim? Harei v'oratzon v'asuras lebaleihen. Fine. Then the Rambam has a line. V'din ha'shogeges, v'din ha'ne'eneses, echad hu. Shashkaga tzad ones yeshba. That's an important line. Perachav dalat alachachav in Ilchas Ishus. The Rambam says in the context of Shvuya, Shogeges and the Ones are treated the same because every Shogeg has a little bit of Ones in it. What does that mean? That I forgot it was Shabbos? I still have to bring a carbon, a chantas. But that's the Rambam. So suggest the Ein Yitzchak, that's how we know that makar. There might be limitations, right? Remember the Maharik, Omer Mutter, that's not called Shogeg. Omer Mutter, if a woman says, I thought it was Mutter to have, uh, to be with other men, that we paskan asur labayla. Paskan asur labayla. But that is an important line. Vaiter. Umimakam shabasa. It's a little amud here, but it's jam-packed, much as we could say here. Umimakam shabata. Once you're saying the makar for suffik tuma by sheretz and by other context is sota, so we shall limit it. Masote rishus hayachid, just like sota is rishus hayachid. Av sheretz rishus hayachid, so to sheretz, these laws only apply in rishus hayachid. Number one, what's the definition of rishus hayachid? Is that like hilcha Shabbos? No. Right, we had back in Maseches Nazir. Rishus hayachid here means two people, no more. If it's three people, that's called rishus harabim. You don't go by the legal terms like we have in Hilchos Shabbos. Because of that, there's a major problem with the Rambam. There's a Rambam that says at the beginning of Hilchos Sota, if a man says to a woman, don't have yichud with these two men, and then she has yichud with both of those men at the same time, the Rambam says, we give her the mei sota. Ask everyone, ask the achronim, ask the minchas chinuch, ask everyone. But sota, by definition, is rishus hayachid. And therefore, fine, you could do kinui, but here there's three people. Three people, rishus harabim. That's what the Gemara said, beferish, in Maseches Nazir. We have that. Right, by a case where somebody came over and said, I saw one of you Nazirim, at the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim, that one of you were Tameh, and the Gemara has to say, oh, you see something far away. He wasn't up close. So that's a big problem. All the Achronim give the answers, but that's a very strong question that needs to be answered. Back to the Gemara. So we learn it from Sota, just like Sota is Rishus Hayachid, Sota Sheretz. Uma Sota, Dover Sheishbo Das Lishal, just like Sota is about a woman who has Das in order to answer a question. Av Sheretz, Dover Sheishbo Das Lishal, so too, the laws of Safek Tuma only apply to cases where you're talking about a case where you can ask somebody a question. Right, what does that mean here by a sheretz? Rashi, umasot davar sheish bo das lishoel hi im nitmeis im lav af suffik tuma. First skinny line, davar sheish bo binogeya ze das lishoel im nagim lav. You have to be able to ask, did you touch it? For who omer eni odeya? If he said, I don't know, could go on Adam. Otar rishaya Adam asukpem b'shashin olad asuffik. Right, it has to be involved with a person. If it's a, what's lafuke? The Rambam says, chereshot v'katan. Right, you wouldn't say the laws of Safek Tumah there because they're Ein Bodas Lishoel. Umikan Amru, and that's why the Gemara generalizes and says that's why the following are the laws. Dabar Sheish Bodas Lishoel, if the case is about a person, Safek Tumah, so then it depends. Birshos Hayachid Sveiko Tameh, Birshos Harabim Sveiko Tar. Uvisha Ein Bodas Lishoel, Bein Birshos Hayachid, Bein Birshos Harabim Sveiko Tar. But if it's Ein Bodas Lishoel, so then it is always Safek Tar. That is what's learned out. Okay, a lot to talk about. Let's just mention one more point, and then maybe we'll talk more tomorrow. Tosfos here, ask the Kasha. Tosfos, the top Tosfos. One second. This is all based on, he quotes like the Tosfos Arash, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Safek Tumah B'Shez Rav and Safek Tumah B'Shez Yachid. What do you need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai for both of those sides? We have a Cheskas Tara, right? There's no Tumah yet. So fine, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me Safek Tumah Bereshus Hayachid Sveiko Tameh. But the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai wouldn't have to tell me Safek Tumah Bereshus Harabim Sveiko Tar, that you would know Memela. There's a Cheskas Tara, and you continue with the Chazaka as Tosfos. First skinny line in Tosfos. V'tema, l'may itzrich hilchasa, lema hamit taral cheskaso, v'emer lo nitma. What do you need the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai to teach me that? So Tosfos answers a couple lines down, v'yishlomer Tosfos says no. If you didn't have that specific halacha Moshe B'Sinai, ilav hilchasa de gamrina de brishos harabim tar, hava amina, I would have said the halacha Moshe B'Sinai and the makar by sota is not limited to rishos hayachid. It just so happens that that's the case there, but that's milsa de shchicha. But luhu adin, it could be even in rishos harabim. You'd say this rule, right? Who says it should be limited in that way? For ela relo dibar kasev ela behove. For adin lekol savik tuma bechol makom shenolda. To be svara in latari zu yoser mizu, that's an important line, right? Safek tuma versus a rabbi and versus a yachid. There's no greater svara to say that it's tame in versus a yachid and tar in versus a rabbi. Right? We know some things are based on svara. Maybe a most mechaver olevarai is based on svara, right? But these rules of safek are not. So it seems seemingly arbitrary. So Tosfos says, without the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I would have generalized and said the same rules apply in Rishus Harabim. Kamash Malon, we have to have that limitation. Okay, that is important Tosfos. So basically tomorrow we'll start with the other Tosfos. Tosfos towards the end of that Tosfos goes to the Yerushalmi about the status of a katana. We're saying Tana here, you don't say Suffolk. What about, is a Tana Asura Labayla, if she is Mizana? That, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll start with tomorrow as we continue here in this parak of Keshem Shemayim. Okay, we'll stop here.